church,
let the church
say
amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church
to what his word
say.
Says.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Coble of the New Hope Apostolic Church, located here in the city of Bridgeport, Connecticut, on 240 Fairfield Avenue. We're on the second floor. We'd love to have you to visit with us at any time. You can call us at area code 203-260-8940, or you can call us at 203-870-5551. So may God bless you. And also, too, I'd like to mention that we are doing the drug and alcohol meetings at our church on Thursdays at 7 o'clock until 8:30. So I'd like to invite you, if you are dealing with some type of issues of that nature, or you know someone who's dealing with that and could come and just maybe just have the sharing time to encourage and build one another. And also we share the word of God. So you're invited. Anyone you know is invited. So please come and be with us. At this time, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. And most pressing, gracious Father, thank you for this day, for your loving kindness and tender mercies that we can walk and talk, see and hear, and in our right mind. And just have your way today, Lord Jesus, to help somebody. Let something be said to encourage, to build, to direct someone's life, Lord Jesus, that their lives can be changed, that they will see the need of change. Bless the sick and afflicted everywhere, drug addicts, alcoholics, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, and remember the homeless and hungry, those that are starving, those that don't even have clean water. And just have your way today, Lord, all over this world, Lord. Remember every situation, every problem, those that have lost loved ones, to be encouraged, those that are in disaster areas, Lord Jesus, that they will be able to recover from those disasters and massacres and where people have lost loved ones and so forth, Lord, that this world needs your help, Lord. Just have your way today. Let your divine will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, we are still dealing with, are you ready for Christ or are you ready for the Antichrist? Ready or not, Jesus is coming back. Ready or not, the Antichrist will be on the scene. He will be revealed. Whether people believe it or not, denial will not cancel out the facts or the truth of the matter. It will happen. Ready or not, you will die. Ready or not. The Bible said, it is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. So judgment will come. Death will come, judgment will come, and no one will be able to cancel that appointment with death. It doesn't matter if they have you hooked up to all the best machines and are using the most recent technology. It doesn't matter. Because when death comes for you, you will not be able to refuse it. So it is definitely something that will happen to us all. But some people will be alive when the Antichrist is revealed, and some people will be alive when Jesus comes back for the church. It said, the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Those that are in the graves will get up, and those that are alive and remain. Alive means still walking around and remain in the body of Christ shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the clouds. So there is going to come a day of dying, a day of resurrection, rapture, and a day of dealing with the Antichrist. Pretty much anywhere you go, if you begin to speak about the number of the 666 or Antichrist, people are somewhat familiar with it. Some people do not want to receive monies in the numbers of 666. Various things, license plates, credit cards, different things with the number 666. But that has nothing to do with the day of the Antichrist. That number will not be on your driver's license, your license plate, your money. It will be a number that will be on the body, or maybe even under the body, under the skin. We don't know exactly how that's going to play out, but we do know that you see tattoos. You have tattoos now that have information in them, just like a barcode, that where people or things can be tracked. And so it's all there and ready. When the prophet spoke about the Antichrist and all bowing to the Antichrist, and they did not have the technology at that time to where everyone could be tracked. But we have the technology now where people can be tracked through your phones, your IDs. You don't have to tell people where you are. When you look at your phone, it will tell you your location. We need to wake up and to see what time it is. We know that Jesus is not coming back until the temple is built, because the Antichrist has to be standing in the temple claiming to be God. But we don't have a temple right now because it was torn down. But in this day and time, they can put up a building so fast that when you come back through, you will be amazed at how fast they can put a building up. with all of the technology today, the fast drying concrete prefab things, they can do it in a matter of no time. That temple can be built in a matter of no time. So, we do know there must be a third temple, because the Antichrist will be standing in it, claiming to be God. Why don't we take a quick look at that? In 1 Thessalonians, what is it, 2nd? Let me see here. But we are going to have to deal with the truth of the matter that it will happen. It is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And it says, now we beg you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus is coming. And it doesn't matter who believes it or not. The Bible tells us to let God be true and every man a liar. And God is not a man that he should lie. Whatever God said, it will come to pass. It may not come to pass in your time, your lifetime, but it will happen. Many people did not come out of Egypt because they were down there for 430 years. 400 years was slavery. So many people died and did not see the day when Israel came out of Egypt. But they came out of Egypt. The day came when they came out, because God said 400 years of slavery. And after the 400 years of slavery, they came out. We've been hearing Jesus coming back for a long time. But he's coming back. It's just that no one knows the day nor the hour. But he's coming back. God's word will not return into him void. It will accomplish that which he pleased. It will happen. It cannot come back empty. And Jesus said, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So you have two options: to be ready when Jesus comes back, that you might be where he is, or you can be left behind and be where the Antichrist is. It is your option. Those options are open to you. Because the Bible says, and those that were ready went into the marriage. And the marriage represents Jesus coming back for his church. So those that were ready would be raptured away or taken away with Jesus when he comes back. that you may be where he is and not where the Antichrist is, and all the trouble and all of the wrath of God that will be poured out in the time of the great tribulation. The gospel is being preached by some. Some are just become showmen and are just charlatans, just out to get your money. Jesus let us know that there will be false prophets, and we do have them today. Many of them are not out there to tell you the truth, that you can be ready when Jesus comes or when you die. They are all about the money. They're about being entertainers. They're about being popular and famous. They're about making a name for themselves, as opposed to helping you get ready so that you will be ready. When the door is shut, you will be on the inside, not on the outside saying, "Lord, Lord." But you'll be on the inside giving God praise and glory and honor. It is up to you. Don't allow the lying preachers to deceive you and make you think that you're okay just because you can dance and shout, and because you can say hallelujah, and because he says things to make you feel good. You're not going to heaven on a feel good. You're going to heaven on God's word, which says you must be born again. That's what you're going to heaven on, not because you have shaken the preacher's hands, if you repeated something that they told you to repeat, and you were driving, and now you say, driving in the car, going down the highway, sitting in your chair in the living room. No, Jesus said you must be born of the water and of the Spirit. And if there is no Spirit moving in you, in your house, inside of you, filling you with himself, as on the day of Pentecost, when they began to speak in other tongues, and also they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again of the water and of the Spirit, or you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You cannot enter into the church. And Jesus is coming for his bride. He is coming for the church. If you could simply just repeat a prayer, or simply just repeat words or shake the preacher's hand, then why did Jesus come and die on the cross? Why did Jesus come and go through all of the suffering and the pain and the agony if it was not necessary? It is necessary. So don't listen to those lying, conniving preachers. They are all about the dollar. They're not soul preachers. They're money preachers. A money preacher will never help you go to heaven. A money preacher will never help you miss the wrath of God. And the Antichrist that will come on the scene and require you to take the number or the name, or you will not be able to buy or sell anything. You won't be able to buy food for your children. You won't be able to get oil or gas for your house. You won't be able to do any transactions, because only those people who have taken the mark or the number will have the code that when their credit card is scanned, or they have scanned the barcode or whatever is going to be on your body, only those people will be able to buy or sell. But if you take the mark or the number of his name, you would have sold your soul. There will be no help for you. You will be done. Over. The only thing that will be left for you is torment. Forever. In the lake of fire, where the false prophets will be, the devil will be, and the Antichrist will be. Forever and ever. Because after the Antichrist and all of those people, the false prophets and so forth, have done their thing to deceive people, they will be cast into the lake of fire, where Jesus will reign forever and ever on this earth. As the prophet said to David, and God let David know, there will always be someone to sit on the throne of David. And Jesus was in the lineage of David. That's why they said to him, "Thou son of David, have mercy on us." Going back to 2 Thessalonians in chapter 2, we'll read down through that before we close out. And it says, "Now we beseech you or beg you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him." Now, he's talking about the church. This letter is written to the church. And it talks about our gathering together unto him. That is for those that are born again in the church, not for the outsiders. You don't have to be an outsider. You can be in the body of Christ. You can be in the church. It's your choice. It is up to you. When Jesus comes and gathers his church, you can be in that gathering. It said, "That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand." They were saying right now the day of Christ is, he was letting them know that Jesus is not coming back right now. But he's coming back, but it's not time yet. He's going to let them know. He said, "Let no man deceive you by any means." Now look at all the predictions, and the people have said that Jesus was coming and have given days and so forth, and it did not happen. Because he said, "No man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man is coming." No one can predict that. That's why they have all failed, and they will always fail when they try to predict the day and the hour when Jesus is coming. "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin, or the Antichrist, be revealed, and the son of perdition. He's called the man of sin. He is called the son of perdition. And so he's going to be revealed. But all of that is going to work together. In a sense, it's going to be very close. He said, who opposes, he's talking about this man of sin or the Antichrist, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God. And that's what the devil was doing in heaven. That's why he got kicked out. Now he's going to come down and get into a man and still try to be God. And all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he as God, not that he is God, but he's playing the role, pretending to be God, sitteth in the temple. And as I told you before, that we don't have a temple right now. The third temple is not built yet. We need a temple because the man of sin, the Antichrist, has to be standing in the temple. We don't have one yet. So all the things that people say that everything is in order and all set for us, for the Jesus to come back, no, it's not, because we don't have a temple yet. And it says, showing himself that he is God. That's what the Antichrist is going to do. Show himself that he's God. Of course, he's not. Remember ye not that when I was with you, when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholding, that he might be revealed in his time. In the time, the proper time, the right time, the Antichrist will be revealed. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. It's talking about the church. The only reason Antichrist has not been revealed yet, because the church is still here and the church is holding it back. All right. It said, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him. Even him. And so, whose coming is after the workings of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. He's going to come after the workings of Satan, because Satan is going to be inside of him. He's going to work miracles and signs and wonders, and people are going to believe that that is God, like they did down in Samaria. He's going to deceive people, but you don't have to be deceived. Get right with God. Get the born-again experience. You don't have to experience the Antichrist. So are you ready, or will you be ready to meet Jesus or the Antichrist? May God bless you. Until next time, in Jesus' name, amen.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church, say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word
says.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church, say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word
says. Amen.